Pete the Barn Cat had just lured me into a foolish bet. Remember? We had bet 3 whole days of scrap rights on which of us would get the morning scraps, and I had lost the bet. Do you know why? Because Pete had cheated! See, he hadn't bothered to mention that Sally Mae had given him all the morning scraps 30 minutes before we'd made the bet. A snarl formed on my lips, and I turned a menacing glare on the cat. You tricked me. You lured me into making a stupid bet. You knew all along that I wouldn't get any scraps because you'd already eaten them. A grin bloomed on his mouth.
That's right, Hanky.
No wonder you look fat. You are fat because you spent the morning gorging on my scraps.
Mm-hmm. Little details are important sometimes, aren't they?
He yawned and stretched.
What will you do now, Hanky? I mean, for the next 3 days.
My mind was flying over the desert of my future. It looked pretty bleak. I don't know what I'll do, you scheming little weasel, but I'll manage. Don't you worry. There's more to this life than eating and stuffing and gorging on scraps.
Oh, really? Like what?
There was a long, throbbing silence. Surely there's... Don't worry about it, Pete. I'll be fine. Now I'll have time to... I whirled around and stormed away. I didn't want the cat to know how deeply I had been wounded by this shabby affair. 3 whole days without scraps? My life had just been reduced to a garbage heap. I wasn't sure I could survive it. It was that bad, no kidding. I made my way up to the machine shed. I didn't know where else to go. Drover was there, humped over the overturned Ford hubcap that served as our dog bowl, crunching tasteless kernels of dry co-op dog food. When he heard me coming, he looked up and gave me his usual simpleton smile.
Oh, hi. Gosh, you look kind of sad.
For your information, Drover, I don't look kind of sad. I look devastated. And do you know why?
Well, let me think here.
Because I am.
I'll be darned. What does it mean? Degustated. Is that like disgusted?
The word is devastated. Devastated.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's not what you said. You said degoosed or something like that. He crunched a mouthful of kernels.
I saw a goose one time, and you know what? He attacked me.
You were attacked by a goose?
Yeah. He hissed and flapped his wings, and he bit me on the hiney. They're pretty mean, those gooses.
Geese. I looked into the vacuum of his eyes. Geese is the plural of goose. One goose... 2 geese.
Oh. Well, he geesed me twice on the hiney and I ran like a striped ape.
I studied on that. You were geesed by a goose and ran like an ape? Somehow that doesn't add up, Drover.
Yeah, it does. 12.
I waited for him to explain himself. He didn't. 12? What does that mean?
Well, it all adds up to 12. You add 1 goose and 2 geese and multiply that times 1 ape and you get 12.
Oh, yes, I see now. There was a long moment of silence. Drover, I think we've strayed from the point. I had just announced that I'm devastated.
Okay, that makes 13.
Will you dry up? Don't you care that I'm devastated?
Well...
He rolled his eyes around.
I don't know what it means, I guess.
I stuck my nose into his face. It means, Drover, that my life has lost all its meaning and purpose. I've gambled away my future. I've lost 3 days of scrap rights to the cat. He was shocked.
Oh, my gosh. You mean?
Yes, Drover, yes.
I've lost it all. And what really breaks my heart about this deal is the cat cheated.
You mean?
Yes, yes, and yes. It was a crooked deal from the start. And Pete thought I was dumb enough to fall for it.
Gosh, aren't you just devastated?
My gaze moved slowly to the left and settled on the runt's face. That's what I've been saying for the past 5 minutes.
That's the whole point of this conversation. Of course I'm devastated. Who wouldn't be? What good is a dog's life without hope of scraps?
He crunched some more dog food.
Gosh, that's awful. I guess you could cheat back.
Don't be absurd. Why, that's the craziest... Suddenly, a light switched on in the dark, cavernous darkness of my mind. Wait a minute. Hold everything.
Don't you get it, Drover? The cat cheated. So what's to keep me from cheating back?
I never thought of that. You want a bite of co-op?
No, Drover, I don't want a bite of tasteless sawdust dog food kernels. That would only ease the pain. What I want is revenge. And with that flash of insight, I launched myself into the case of the kitty cheater.